the institution of Nachem. Nachem is the prayer that we recite, interestingly, only at Mincha of Tisha B'Av. And the Rosh wonders why. He says that there is a tradition of saying, we just pass Rosh Chodesh Me'ein HaMe'oras. At Rosh Chodesh, we don't wait for Mincha of Rosh Chodesh to start saying Yala V'Yapa. So, you know, if the idea is to ask Hashem for Nechama, that we should be comforted, that we should be consoled for the destruction of Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash, pray tell, the Rosh says, why are we waiting until Mincha? You missed Shacharis and you missed Maariv. Very strange practice. So that's one question. The second question is that some had the girsa of Rachem, which makes a lot of sense, that Hashem should have compassion on us. So why exactly are we appealing to the term Nachem? It's interesting. If you look in the first parak of Eicha, don't quote me on this exactly, I think the expression Ein Menachem La appears five times in the first parak of Eicha. It might be four, it might be six, but it's right there. Ein Menachem La, so it's obviously a very important theme. And then third, and this is really the question that the Aruch HaShulchan spends the most time trying to figure out, is why isn't the Neshamei HaTfilah in the Yerushalmi? It suggests that Nachem should be inserted in Neshamei HaTfilah, and we, of course, inserted it in the Bracha of the Yerushalayim, Erecha Barachamim Tashuv. So it's not like the Bavli says something against the Yerushalmi. So if you're weighing an open statement in the Talmud Yerushalmi against nothing as a counterweight, it's a very strange thing not to follow the Havalach as it's recorded in the Yerushalmi. So Aruch HaShulchan has a remarkable suggestion that actually I think can help us unwind all of the questions that we led up to it with. So it actually used to be that in Shmona Esrei, the brachos of the Yerushalayim Yerucha and Es Samach David Avdocha were part of one bracha. So why were they part of one bracha? So if you remember the story in the Navi Shmuel, David was actually the one who really established the city of Yerushalayim. He made it into his national capital. He was king for 7 years and 6 months in the city of Hebron, over the tribe of Yehuda. And then when he became David Melech Yisrael, as we call him, he became king of the Jewish people. So he didn't want to have a tribal capital in Hebron, which is in the southern part of Yehuda. So he moved the capital to Yerushalayim, which was at the boundary point between his tribe, Yehuda, and the tribe of the previous king, Shaul. Shaul came from the tribe of Binyamin. So it was a gesture of national reconciliation. By the way, interesting, the same thing happened in America when they wanted to make the South feel, you know, more a part of things, you know, and not to have this factionalism. So the capital in New York at one point, in Philadelphia, was moved to Washington, D.C., which is actually a swamp. And they planned it out. It's a beautiful city. Just there yesterday. They really planned it out to be more inclusive. So David HaMelech had the idea first. So he was going to have the city of Yerushalayim as his national capital. So it made sense to have those brachos together. And then they were separated out into two different themes. One of them is the restoration of Yerushalayim, and the second one is the restoration of the Davidic line. But we actually still, if you think about it, refer to David HaMelech and the bracha of Yerushalayim Yercha, right? The end of the bracha is V'chisei David, right? Mehira Socha Sachin, the idea of David's reign being established is actually part of the bracha of Yerushalayim Yercha as it happens. So we didn't completely separate out the two. So the Aruch HaShulchan's contention is the following. He says, when it was one bracha, it would be a strange thing to ask Hashem to have console us for the loss of Yerushalayim and the loss of the Beis HaMikdash in a bracha that's just as much about David HaMelech. But once it was separated to two different brachos, then all of a sudden, the Yerushalmi doesn't apply anymore. The Yerushalmi said, put it in Shemayat Tefillah when there wasn't such an obvious place to put it. But now that we have a bracha that's entirely about Yerushalayim, what would be better than putting it in right there because it's Me'ein HaBracha? Very fascinating suggestions. I just want to take that idea and maybe go half a step further with that. The Rambam writes that the Kedusha of Yerushalayim is really the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. So I'm not recommending that anybody do this, but the Rambam says that the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash is rooted in Kedusha HaShechina, Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem Shekein Shemosham. So technically speaking, Al Pi Halacha, according to the Rambam, I could go to the place where the Beis HaMikdash stood and offer a korban right now, despite the fact that there's no Beis HaMikdash. And likewise, if I had Kachim Kalim, I could eat them, or Meister Shani, I could eat them anywhere within the walls of Yerushalayim, because that Kedusha never went anywhere. Kedushas Yerushalayim and Kedushas Mikdash is one and the same. It's really the Kedusha of the Shechina. So I would like to go even one step further, that it's highly appropriate to insert Nachem into the Bracha of the Yerushalayim Bracha, because Nachem is all about the city of Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. Appropriate. It's one Kedusha. And the bracha of Yerushalayim Yerucha, bracha mim tashuv, we're asking the Hashem to restore his Shechina more fully to Yerushalayim and to restore the Beis HaMikdash. That's what Nachem is all about as a prayer. And so it makes perfect sense to really insert there, because the entire Kedusha of Yerushalayim is the same as the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. It's not even two different themes, the Beis HaMikdash and Yerushalayim. The Rambam would tell you it's one theme. However, to get back to the issue that the Rush raised, we're not prepared to ask for this by Ma'ariv and Chakras. So we noted many times that the character of the day changes at Chatos. That's the point where we get up off the ground. That's the point that many communities have the tradition of ceasing to recite kinos. You put on your talus, your tefillin. It's a time where we can begin to reimagine a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So what do we ask? We're starting at Mincha time. That the Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us a sense of nechama. He should give us a consolation. And he should bring back the Beis HaMikdash. It was burned. Be'ata be'esh atid levnosa. Very beautiful language that we're appealing to. But I also think that's why we ask for Nachem and not for Rachem. Rachem, you ask for compassion, so that cuts against the theme of Tisha B'Av. The theme of Tisha B'Av is Sasam Tfilasi. Right? We're not going to say the Kaddish Tiskabel. Right? We don't ask in the normal way. Rachem would be a petition for a Kaddish Baruch Hu's compassion. Nachem is already a different story. To ask a Kaddish Baruch Hu to be Menachem, Avele Tzion, is, I think, a very different kind of request. And the poskim like to use the language that the morning of Tisha B'Av is Kamisha Mesa Muta Lefanav. You haven't even had the Kibbur yet. After Chatzos, right, once the Kibbur happens, so then you can be Menachem Avil. So that's a very appropriate time to insert the prayer, not of Rachim, but as we have it, the prayer of Nachim. And the language of the Tzvila is such a beautiful one. And when the Kadosh Baruch Hu talks about the idea of giving nechama to Tzion and to her children, it's very reminiscent of the Sheva Brachos, where we talk about Mesameach Tzion Bivaneha, that Tzion, of course, rejoices in the return of her children. And so, of course, that is our hope every single year when we get to this time of year, that Yerushalayim will be restored, and the children of Yerushalayim, the Jewish people, will be restored to the beautiful city of Hashem, where there is Kedushas Hashvina. Rabbi Hanani ben Akasha, Baruch Hu, Zachos Israel, Defika.